Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Tuesday, December 1st, 2009. We are Stephen and Brooksine Weber. Our ministry is Daily Encouragement Net with the goal each weekday morning of preparing a message that will encourage as well as instruct. Today's message is titled Boring Genealogies, and actually it's part one. The scripture texts are from Matthew 1, verse 1, and Genesis 12, verse 3.
The record of the genealogy of Jesus the Messiah, the son of David, the son of Abraham. All peoples on earth will be blessed through you.
We have a number of friends who have impressive family trees. They can trace their family roots back to an ancient country and may have a particular family member who would be familiar to most of us. Of course, it's more interesting if you're a member of that family lineage. I'm preaching a series of messages titled Boring Genealogies. The title may seem a bit disrespectful or even irreverent. After all, the entire Bible, including the genealogies, is inspired by God. Yet many of us would admit the genealogies are not among the more exciting or necessarily edifying portions of the Bible, and many of us probably tend to skim over them, particularly the longest, which is in 1 Chronicles chapter 1 all the way through chapter 9.
The genealogies of Christ are found in both Matthew and Luke in the context of the Christmas stories. Matthew's gospel begins with the genealogy of Jesus going back to Abraham. On the other hand, Luke begins with Adam and shows the line all the way to Jesus.
The genealogies firmly place Jesus Christ in history. He is not a fictional phantom who appeared out of nowhere. Many of the names in his genealogy can be studied in the Old Testament.
The genealogy of Jesus Christ begins with a summary in the first daily text prior to filling in the detail. And I quote, "The record of the genealogy of Jesus the Messiah, the son of David, the son of Abraham," end quote. In doing so, he mentions the two most significant names in our Lord's human genealogy, Abraham and David.
Well, as you know, Jesus wasn't literally the son of David, who lived about 1,000 years before his birth, nor was David literally the son of Abraham, who lived about 1,000 years before David's birth. The detailed genealogy which follows fills in these gaps.
However, this introductory summary that we provide today is vitally important because it establishes that Jesus Christ had two descendants that figure in so powerfully in the Old Testament messianic prophetical promises. Since Matthew was written primarily to the Jews, this was a very important truth to establish. God had specifically promised that the Messiah would be a descendant of both Abraham and David. Today, let us consider Abraham, the father of the Jewish nation, and all who have faith in the true God.
Abraham received a great promise during his original call in Genesis 12, verse 3. It's the heart of our second daily verse. All peoples on earth will be blessed through you. The apostolic preaching of the early church clearly identifies this as being fulfilled in Christ, and a specific text is Acts 3:24-26. The Apostle Paul in Galatians states that the gospel was announced in advance to Abraham in this call. Galatians 3, verse 9 states that those who have faith are blessed along with Abraham. Many readers will recall the action-packed children's song, "Father Abraham had many sons. Many sons had Father Abraham, and I am one of them. And so are you, so let's just praise the Lord." And, of course, that song not only is a humorous children's song, and indeed action-packed, but is also true.
The promise was to all peoples on earth. Whether you're listening to us today and are among all peoples, praise God. And this is echoed in the angelic proclamation at the birth of Christ, who announced good news of great joy that will be for all the people.
This Christmas season, we begin our Christmas series of messages today, December 1st. Let us remember the tremendous blessings we all have as spiritual children of Abraham. through the work of the promised Messiah, Jesus Christ.
Let's pray together. Father, we consider with deep gratitude our endless blessings as we are among all peoples on earth. Transformed by the good news of great joy the angels delivered on that unforgettable night. The Savior, yes, the Lord Jesus Christ, who was born in Bethlehem, the city of David, is Messiah. He is our Emmanuel, God with us, who has redeemed us from the pit of despair in this life and eternal damnation in the life to come. He will guide us through the dark and difficult places and set our feet upon a firm foundation to stay the course and sustain us on life's path. Thank you for your endless mercies. Amen.
And amen. And thank you, Brooksine, for preparing our prayer today. And we have a joint role in preparing these messages. I typically begin, and she edits and fine-tunes, and often I have an opportunity after that to fine-tune, and that continues all the way as we read the message, such is the nature of our work. We try to do a good job. Well, we're on the web at dailyencouragement.net. This is the message that we have prepared for Tuesday, December 1st, 2009, and as typical, we do have some additional materials on the site today. Beautiful picture taken by our friend Doris High of a bird she caught in flight leaving a bird feeder. And it's outstanding, the translucent appearance on the wings, if you're interested in seeing it. I have a link today to 1 Chronicles 1 through 9, just in case you're interested, which is the longest genealogical portion in the Bible. And it's part of God's Word, and it is interesting reading if you really bear down and think about the people that are mentioned. And there are a number of them that are known characters whose lives are recorded in the Bible. Well, we have some suggested music today, and one is that song alluded to in the message, Father Abraham. We found a version sung by children, and it just looks like some children that we've worked with, Brooksine. I don't think it's that old of a tape, so they dressed a little bit differently than when we worked with kids, but sure brought a smile to me. And then I have another video up that indicates that once you learn this song, you never forget it. It's interesting where this video was made, and I'll let you go to the site if you're interested. On a serious note, today we have a song called Born in Bethlehem by the group Third Day. We also today began, and these resources will be up, and I'll probably be referring to them, most of these daily messages at the end, Resources for Christmas Celebrations. And we've done this for several years right now, materials that we have collected or developed all over our entire ministry, really. Not all of them, but some that we found to be the best. And they're available as PDFs or links. And one we want to especially call attention to today, we alluded to in yesterday's message without placing the poem up. Brooksine shared about sharing the poem, My First Christmas in Heaven. We've had several people write us since that message was written wanting to have that poem. It is up as a link today. It's actually a page we made for my mother in honor of her after her death, but the text could be copied and used anywhere. Well, thank you for joining us today. Our blessings upon you as you and Brooksine and myself, we are indeed children of Abraham and having faith and being blessed through Jesus Christ.